And then it's taken out to what?
To the grave.
Uh-huh. And the grave is in the...
graveyard.
Graveyard?
Uh-huh.
And then if it's a man, the wife will go around in black and you'll say she's dressed.
Yeah, she's dressed in... say, if he was to die and you had a suit on, I'd say, well, he was dressed in green suit and blue tie or brown tie. Mm-hmm. I'd try to describe that suit, you know, and it's name. And for women, lots of times they're buried in black.
Well, I was thinking the woman would be wearing black to show that her husband had died, and then you'd say she was, what, in... She's wearing black because she's...
She was mourning or something like that, would you be?
Uh-huh. Were you ever bothered with rheumatism?
Huh?
Were you ever bothered?
I had it one time. I don't know. One time I was riding horseback and I started to get down and something hit me in this hip right there, right in the joint. And she had stuck a knife in, it wouldn't hurt me so bad. And I couldn't get back on the horse. I had to drag the house, you know, led the horse. I couldn't get up. And then about 3 months that I couldn't get out and go at all. I just lay on the bed and I couldn't get up.
Hmm.
And well, I could get up and go a little piece. I'd get out and get hurting so bad I'd just sit down and cry. I was a big stout man, couldn't do anything. And one time a boy got sick. He was taken to, well, they worked like niggers, you know, when they come in. And my wife had a lot of peas cooked or beans or something or other. And he ate a big mess of beans and peas and went visiting that night. Went down to his aunt's house, wasn't it, Mama? When he went to see his aunt, May's house.
One of my nieces.
And he was anxious. And before he got down there, his stomach gun was hurting. He thought his belt was hurting him. He kept moving his belt. And that night, he didn't get no better. And the next day he didn't get any better, and he'd stayed that night, and the next day they'd come back to church and then come home after night. And I heard this boy coming, throwing up, you know, before he got to the house.
Hmm.
He'd throwing up along. And he come in there and lay down, and he told me, he said, I've been sick ever since I left up here. I said, well, you need a doctor. And I went to, got somebody to go get old Dr. from Otterville. And so he said, he's got appendicitis. And we got a man, we didn't have a car, we got a man to take him to De Quinn Hospital. And old doctor, when he come in and examined him, he told me, he said, this boy, urine, he said, there ain't nothing I can do for him.
Hmm.
I said, Doc, I've got money enough to pay it. What you wish? About. I thought I had on a pair of overalls, you know, and I said, I've got some money. He said, don't make any difference. If you had $10,000, I wouldn't stick a knife in that boy.
He
said, if I stick a knife in that boy and that air comes out, he's dead. And I said, my, what am I going to do? And he said, there ain't nothing you can do. It's too late. Said, he had this appendicitis Saturday night. And I said, oh, doctor, study something, and he didn't. And he told me when we got ready to go, he told a nurse, go in there and give that boy a double shot, you know, something, you know, keep him quiet and sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, we come home, when we run over the track up here, he slept at Golden, that's about 25, 30 miles, you know, and we run over that track, it woke him up. Well, he just woke up like you. And said, where we at, Dad? Company's talking, and playing, said, oh, he just talked and talked and talked. Got home, and Mama thought he was all right. And he went in, he told her all about the place we've been. He said, Mama, it's the prettiest place I've ever seen, and the best women folks there, they just do things for you. It's good. And he said, Papa wouldn't let me stay, you know, just breaking my heart, you know, Papa wouldn't let me stay. And she run in there,